Hey, I'm Savannah.
And I'm Adi, and we're the Pulidos.
We're here talking about simplifying our life, growing and loving our family, and learning about the world.
And today we're talking about how we pack for traveling as minimalists.
Welcome to episode 16. This episode is sponsored by Dutch Bros.
What? No, it's not.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, that's a false advertisement.
I'm just joking, but
we would like to be.
We'd like to be. And so what are you drinking today from Dutch Bros?
My drink of the day, it's an Alligator Freeze.
That's Audie's classic. And also, did you like how when you called me and said, what do you want from Dutch Bros? I was like, oh, let me look at the menu. And then I texted you what I always get.
Yeah, a Christmas morning chai.
Yep, a hot Christmas morning chai. So do you know what it is, by the way?
Yeah, it's a chai. Uh-huh. So Oregon chai, like the brand.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, a pump of love.
It's actually white chocolate.
White chocolate?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Uh-huh. And that makes it taste like a Christmas morning.
Very interesting.
It's really good, though.
Huh. I wish I didn't know that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Actually,
it kind of ruins the magic.
Actually, it's pure, like, essence of Christmas that they've put in it.
What?
They've captured the essence of Christmas, bottled it, and then pumped it into the drink.
It's a North Pole to cup.
Yeah.
From North Pole to cup.
Yeah, it's the North Pole to cup promise.
Ah.
It's directly from the North Pole, and that's why it costs $3,000. For a large. There was this trend going around like with YouTubers and influencers and stuff,
uh-huh.
Where it was like, well, this is how I saw it. The wife was doing like an Instagram story,
uh-huh.
And her husband was like in the background.
Uh-huh.
But he wasn't part of it at all.
Right.
And so she was saying, I just want to give you guys an update on some new things we bought for the house.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, here's the new lights that we got for our kitchen. I really, really like them. They're really nice color. And I thought they were a really good deal. They only cost us $2,000 each.
Oh.
And so she was just saying it. And then she just like kept saying it. She was like, yeah, I just thought it was a really good deal because they're normally like blah, blah, blah. And then you could just see her husband like, what? In the background. And then anyway, it was a joke.
Oh my gosh.
They weren't really like anywhere near that much.
That's funny.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of funny. And then the other one like that I've seen is where I saw a girl, again, she was like vlogging or talking on Instagram stories. And she was like, let me tell you guys what I've been doing recently to like stay healthy. So every day I get up at 5 a.m. and I go on a 5-mile run. And what? Then I come home and I do like, you know, push-ups and blah, blah, blah. And her husband was just in the background, and he started just cracking up laughing.
Oh,
and he was
like, yeah.
No, you don't. Like,
that's a lie.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny.
Anyway, I don't know how I got started talking about that.
Because of the...
Oh, yeah, because of the Dutch Bros. I said it was $3,000.
Yeah, the false advertisement.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, are we ready to give the breaking news?
Yeah.
The update?
So, funny story about this is literally right after, maybe like less than an hour or two after we recorded the last episode.
Yeah.
When we talked about, when we answered the question about Disneyland annual passes.
Yeah.
I open up my YouTube app and the top video from people that I'm subscribed to.
Yeah.
Is a Disneyland channel that uh-huh. we watch. And it said, Disneyland ending annual passes.
Yeah.
And I was like, what?
Yeah. So in case you missed last week's episode, take a listen to it. But we talked about like why it's worth buying a Disneyland annual pass.
Yeah.
Their annual passport program that they have. And we talked about it for a good like 10 minutes about it. And then I discovered it like the next day.
Yeah. I think I saw it the same day.
I saw the news and I'm like, what the heck? That's crazy. So we're going to break it down. If you are a Disney lover, if you love anything, you know, everything about Disneyland or Disney, I'm pretty sure you already know.
Yeah, probably.
But
and to be clear, we don't have annual passes and we never have.
No.
We were just talking about that we would like to.
Big dreamers of it, wanting that. So pretty much Disneyland has, they're going to discontinue their annual passport. Passport.
No.
What?
They're just called, you've been watching too much Provost Park Pass, because that's what Chris always says, but it's wrong. It's not passport. It's just an annual pass.
Oh. I always keep calling it passport.
No, it's not.
Anyway, so they're going to discontinue that program indefinitely.
Yeah.
But they're going to replace it. So this is like the good news. That yeah. They're going to replace it with something different, and they're calling it a membership. So okay. And that's it. That's all they like release to the public.
Oh, right. So there's not any more information.
Yeah. So one could just speculate like how might that look like or how.
What, one could speculate.
Yeah. So yeah. So that's, I think, the people that was watching them break down the news. They said, well, this is probably potentially because they won't. Once they open Disneyland again, they have to have a limited capacity of, you know, people to go back into the Disneyland. So they kind of, I think, said, okay, we're going to discontinue this program so that we don't get any, like, you know, complaints that people can't book a day because of all these, like, annual pass people.
Yeah.
And Disney doesn't release the numbers of, like, okay, we have X amount of, like, members under this, like, annual pass mm-hmm. program. But the people that I like listened to, they said like they have some resources within Disney, and they said it's within the like 7-digit number.
That's so insane. I would have never guessed that.
Yeah.
Not so, just like visitors, annual pass holders.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah. So it's a big deal for the people that have the program.
So and, I think that there are a fair number of people who... In a way, Disney still, like, owes them from their annual passes. Because I heard a YouTuber talking about that she had recently bought an annual pass right before...
The COVID.
Before COVID. And that it was still going to be valid. So I'm sure that Disney is also taking that into consideration and still honoring, you know, those.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you have, like, a certain amount of days, months left over in your, like, annual pass program, those days are going to be considered as potential days that you could have attended Disneyland, but you can't. So Disney's going to pay you, give you a refund of all those days.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. So, that makes sense. They're just going to, like, pay you back?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. So then you can't use it anymore. Is that what you're saying?
Pretty much, yeah. And then there's, I guess, some people that pay like monthly mm-hmm. installments. So for those people, they're just going to like end that program for you like automatically at the end of the month.
That makes sense.
And then that's it. So anyway, so that's kind of just the news that we received. And just want to like, you know, mention that since we talked about last week.
Yeah.
Sad, but hopefully it would be a good membership.
Yeah. You know?
Going forward, and as far as Disney World, they're keeping their annual pass program alive, right. And so I think also because it's massive, it's bigger, it has multiple parks.
Yeah, so I'm sure their capacity is going to be a lot higher for what they can handle.
Yeah.
Along with that, I have a question for you.
Yes.
When are we going to go on a Disney cruise?
That's kind of the big cool goal, you know. Mm-hmm. I want to say cool. Cool goal.
It's a cool goal.
Yeah, it is. I don't know. I've been wanting to go on a cruise and just in general and like hit up certain little countries here and there.
Yeah.
But Disney cruise sounds pretty cool.
Yeah. I really want to go on an Alaskan cruise, and I also really want to go on a Disney cruise just for the magic.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. One day.
They're not running them right now, are they?
I don't think so, but I've been seeing like ads and little commercials like promoting their cruises, but I don't.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm not sure where. Mm. Maybe like through Florida.
Maybe we should go for our anniversary.
Maybe. Do a podcast on the cruise.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
That'd be really fun. Yeah.
Yeah. But speaking of a question, we do have a question.
Okay, yes.
Okay, so it's kind of a fun one. So here it is. Question: do you guys have the urge on bleaching/dyeing your hairs or your hair more on the unnatural side, like pink, blue, green, etc.?
So I have in the past.
Really?
Yeah.
What color?
Well, I mean, since we've been married, I dyed it pink a little bit, but it was just the ends.
Yeah.
It was just the ends.
Yeah.
But I've never dyed all of my hair unnatural color.
Kind of like a bright.
Yeah. But I have, when I was a teenager, I dyed like one streak, one like big chunk of my hair.
Really?
So I had to bleach it first because my hair is on the darker side. And then I dyed it. At one point it was pink. For a long time it was pink. So I just had like one big chunk of pink on one side of my hair. And I liked it. It made me feel really like edgy.
Yeah.
But because I wasn't really edgy at all.
Right.
But I really liked it. And then I think another time I dyed it kind of like a more purpley color. But it was kind of in that, you know, range of like pink and purple.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, just like a year and a half ago or 2 years ago, I dyed it just the ends pink.
Uh-huh.
But that faded really quickly. But I liked it.
Yeah.
A lot. But actually, I have been... Uh-huh. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I kind of forgot about that, but recently I looked back at some pictures of you with the pink ends, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. You did that.
Uh-huh. I know. It just didn't last very long. It washes out pretty quickly.
Yeah.
But I actually have been thinking about dyeing my hair recently. That's kind of funny that we got that question because, I don't know, honestly, there have been so many times that I've gone to get my hair done at an actual salon and not been happy with how it looked.
Yeah.
And then there have been times when I've dyed my hair myself and I was actually really happy with it. So I am considering...
Doing it yourself?
Doing it myself. So quick story, and I won't go into all the details, but back in August, so it's now been however many months, like 5 months, I went and got my hair colored. And it was... My hair was almost completely just like untouched, like virgin hair.
Yeah.
And there was only a tiny bit of color left on like the very ends. It was almost completely my natural color.
Uh-huh.
And you would think that would be very easy to work with.
Yeah.
And I went to the salon and I had been there one other time and I went to the same girl and she is in training.
Yeah.
But she did fine when she cut my hair.
Uh-huh.
So I went back to her again to do the color and it did not go well.
And let's mention that you got, what, 50% off or something? Like you had a good discount, right?
Because she's in training, you do get a discount. And so I think it's like 30% or something.
Yeah.
And so that is part of, you know, a big part of the reason why I went to her.
Yeah.
It's not cheap to get your hair colored.
Right.
So, but I mean, even with that, though, this is it's a nice salon. It's not like, you know, it's like a, you know, higher end salon. So I expected that even someone who's in training that they would do a good job.
Right.
And I don't think this is not me being like overly picky because she actually recognized before I left that she had messed up and that she had missed like a whole patch of hair.
Yeah.
Which is really bad. And so
I made you go back the next day, right?
Well, no.
I was so, like, hey, you have to complain about this.
Well, yes and no. So she actually wanted me to come back the next day to fix it for free. But then when I got home, I was just like, the thing is, that's not the only problem.
Yeah.
Like there were other areas that she had missed. And also it just wasn't light enough. And just the whole, I was trying to get a balayage coloring and it didn't really look like that. It was kind of like she had done almost all of my hair.
Yeah.
And it wasn't light enough. And I really think it would have gotten lighter if she had done it longer.
Uh-huh.
And so I was very unhappy with it. And so, yeah, you were telling me like, you have to tell them that you're not happy with it and see if they can fix it. So I went back and one of the like owners or one of kind of the top stylists there, she looked at it and she was like, oh, like she could tell that it had definitely been messed up. And I was very sad because even though it's not a huge deal, like it's just hair and I'm not that concerned about it, but it was such a bummer because my hair was completely natural before that. And now it was like, oh, it's going to take so long to get it back to where it was. And so two other people who were there worked on it for several hours, but they were also trying to squeeze me in. I said I wasn't going to tell the whole story, but now I am. They were trying to squeeze me in between other clients, and it was just, they did the best they could, and it looked better, but it just, what they had to do to fix it was just not what I originally wanted at all.
Uh-huh.
And so I felt like, just the style of it, the way that it looked, afterward was just not what I was going for.
Yeah.
So it's been 5 months now, and so I like it better now because the roots have grown in a lot more, and that's actually the look I wanted. It was more of like an ombre, where the top is my natural color. So it looks closer to what I wanted now, but I still don't love it. So I am considering, I'll have to say, I am considering coloring kind of like the mids to ends and make them lighter. Because that's what I was wanting, was to go from, like, dark to light.
Yeah. Okay.
So, we'll see.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've been watching a lot of Brad Mondo, so I might be able to do it, but I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. That sounds cool.
What about you?
Yeah, I don't think so. I did dye my hair an unnatural color, though, when I was in sixth grade.
You did?
I did.
Like, you dyed it permanently?
No, I just got, like, frostbites.
Oh, not frostbite.
Dang it. I knew I was going to get it wrong. I got some, like, tips.
Frosted tips, I think frosted is what it's tips? Called.
Frosted flakes?
Frosted flakes. You did?
I did, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it kind of looked like a, without the gel and everything, it kind of looked like a cougar. You know, like the pattern they have?
Yeah. Oh, so yeah.
It was... Just, you know, patterned, like, on top, here and there.
Did you say sixth grade?
Yeah.
Wow, that's young.
Yeah. So I did it, and because I just wanted a different look, and I thought, you know, with a different hairstyle look, there would be a different personality look, you know? And so, yeah, that didn't work. But I was very embarrassed, for sure.
Like, oh, really?
I had my hood on the next morning, and I just didn't want to take the hood, you know.
Yeah.
Remove my hood to show my hair and
had it done professionally, right?
I did.
Yeah.
So little fun fact, I have been attending the same hair salon for years and years since I was a little kid in Salinas, and then I like kept going back every year, every time, all the way until, like, you know, I graduated from high school, moved away, but every time I would need a haircut, like in college, I would come back to that place.
Yeah.
And the ladies would be like, oh, like, hey, like some people, you know, people would have a couple of ladies that they're like kind of my go-to.
Yeah.
And then they were like, oh, I remember you, like how you were so little, like how's everything, you know? And so it was really nice. And like, I am a loyalist. And so I do like that, like going back to the same place and like some people are still there and stuff and working with them. They're pretty nice. And it was pretty cheap as well. So, yeah.
And that's where you had your last haircut, because you haven't had one since then.
Since then. So it's been about like over 450 days since I've been had a haircut. No, I did the math.
I know.
So, that's yeah, so since that week of our wedding.
I think we might have talked about this, like not on the podcast, but just us, that it would be kind of fun for you to do something crazy to your hair before you cut it. But
yes,
I know that you are planning on donating it, and so you can't really dye it.
Yeah.
It's better to just have it. And I don't think they'll accept it, actually, if it's dyed. So
yeah,
you probably can't, but it would have been cool.
Yeah. Well, maybe like, I know it has to be at least 9 inches.
Yeah.
So maybe I definitely have more than 9 inches, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So we could do the other, like, whatever remains.
Yeah.
And do something with that. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool. But there you have it.
Yeah. That was a good question.
It was.
Good convo.
Uh-huh.
All right. Let's take a break and then we'll dive into the main topic.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's get down to the nitty gritty.
Today we're talking about packing.
Yeah.
As a minimalist.
Yeah. So we have talked about how minimalism has influenced our lives, and we consider ourselves minimalist.
Mm-hmm.
And it has really helped our lives just, you know, cut down to like simplifying our life and just getting to the essentials and using them and using less materials and things. So when it comes to traveling, right, we like pack a lot of things. Sometimes we think, okay, we're gonna need this and this and that. And over the years, and as minimalists, we discovered, you know what, like maybe less is good, or I only need this amount of clothing, this amount of this item, or whatever, and then let's go. And then, Yeah, so let's talk about that.
Okay.
So first off, we are going to talk about the bags. What bags do we use for traveling? So we have two bags that we bought for our honeymoon.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have used these bags for international traveling and just domestic
yep.
travel.
Yeah, so these are our go-to bags that we use for everything. So our honeymoon was about 12 days, and we went to 6 countries. And,
yeah.
You know, several different flights, layovers, and all that.
Yeah.
And then we also use them literally if we're just going overnight to Bend, you know? Like yeah. we took our little 2-night trip right. to Bend, and these bags work for both.
Yeah. So the brand that we decided to stick with and we love like so much because of the bags is Tom Bin.
Yeah. So that's Tom Bin, B-I-H-N. If you want to look it up, they're not sponsoring us.
No, they're yet. Not.
But that's the brand, that's the company, and we really like what they stand for and just yeah. their quality of the bags
is so good.
Unmatched.
Yeah.
And also they have really good guarantees as far as like
yeah.
If something gets damaged or you need something replaced or
something.
And we haven't actually encountered that yet no. because our bags have been great.
Yeah, but there's always that like just
peace of mind,
kinda, yeah. right? It's like, well, if this breaks, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so as far as like the details, right, they're all about that. And like, for example, the zipper, like I noticed in your bag, the zipper that they put on,
mm-hmm.
it's like thick.
It's and a really pretty, high quality big. Zipper.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause yours doesn't have a zipper.
No,
which doesn't. We'll get into what our bags look like and we'll put some pictures on our Instagram and stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so mine has a zipper and it is very high quality and it does not get stuck or anything no. like that, which that is one of my biggest pet peeves is when zippers, you know, get stuck. And I've had so yeah. many bags where the zippers get stuck or they break or whatever. And yeah, these zippers are like top notch.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Really good.
So
let's talk briefly. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say just the size about, you know, the size of the bags.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So these are carry-on sizes. And we did that on purpose because we bought these essentially for the honeymoon
mm-hmm.
trip and then also just like going forward, right? Because these were pretty kind of pricey, right? And
yeah.
They
it was an investment for sure, but
yeah, because of just the quality, right, of the bag and everything that comes with it. So yeah, we got the carry-ons because we were going to just have that like with us, like in like the plane, right, like on the plane, and that saved us money.
Yeah,
we didn't have to like check those bags. So and they're good size, and that also like makes us like choose carefully what are we going to bring with mm-hmm. us during our trip.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that both of our bags are not even like the high end of carry-on size. I feel like they could be a little bigger.
I think yours, yeah, you could go a little size up, but I think for mine, I think that
yours might be like
the max.
Yours is pretty long.
Yeah, mine is lengthy. I think that, yeah, I looked at the dimensions and certain like international flights, actually they vary
yeah.
compared to the here, you know, in the US mm-hmm. as far as the dimensions.
Yep.
So I looked at that of the international dimensions that they consider a carry on. And so I think you're right. We could go a little bigger.
I think so. Cause I know, so both of our bags and in a second, we'll describe kind of what they look like.
Yeah.
Both of them are soft. They're not like hard-shelled suitcases.
Yeah.
They're soft bags that you can wear as backpacks. And I'll kind of explain
yeah.
what mine is because it's a little different. You can wear them as backpacks. And we decided uh-huh. to go with that on purpose because we were going to be kind of doing a lot of walking and things. And we didn't rent cars in every place where we were
yeah.
on our honeymoon. And so we just wanted it to be versatile and like easy to carry with us.
Yeah.
And so they're soft bags. They're not like the big hard shell suitcases. And okay, so why don't you go ahead and describe your bag?
Yeah, so I would describe it as a like backpacking/hiking bag.
Yeah.
And only has one opening. and
it has one main like one compartment main
on top, and then you store it from the top down, right? And so you stack pretty much all of your stuff. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So all the clothes and stuff, and then you just close it up, kind of like a bag, like laundry bag, has a little
string. Yeah, it has like a drawstring at the top.
Uh-huh. And then you have some more pockets on the top of the bag.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have some straps at the outside, so you could put like maybe fold up a, you know, a towel or like a...
Oh, yeah, and strap it to the outside.
Yeah. And then, like you mentioned, we do have shoulder straps.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a big plus. When traveling, I discovered that is super convenient to have your back, like have a backpack pretty much, instead of a suitcase with wheels and stuff. So I have a funny story about that. I'm not sure if I could get, you know, into it today, but of like my four-wheeler backpack, strolling like bag.
Oh, like a rolling suitcase.
Yeah, suitcase. In like France. Anyway, so it was a big investment.
Yeah. Oh, and yours also has a waist strap.
It does. Oh, that is a big plus too for me.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you have all the weight on your like waist, and that helps your back for sure.
Yeah. Totally.
So anyway, that helped us a lot. And it's blue, navy blue, and it's my favorite color. Yeah. I love the color.
It looks really nice.
Yeah, it's super cool. I'm like, I need to get this one. So then, yeah, that's mine.
Yeah, then I'm really happy with mine too.
Yeah.
So mine is green, which is also my favorite color.
Yeah. kind of like an olive, not...
Yeah.
A little darker.
It's somewhere between green. Like olive green and forest green, I would say.
Yeah.
And it is... Oh, yeah. So mine is called the Aeronaut 45. That's the name of it on Tom Benn.
Yeah.
And it is a convertible carry-on travel bag. So basically, if you're just looking at it, it's a rectangular shape. And it has a big center compartment. And that's kind of where you store like your main stuff. And then on either side, it has... zipper compartments that are smaller. And so it's almost like, you know, kind of picture a duffel bag style.
Yes.
Except it's rectangular. It's not like the shape of a duffel bag.
Yeah.
And then the thing that I love about it is that it is convertible.
It is.
So you can carry it
kind of like a suitcase. Yeah.
So you can just, it's pretty compact. And so you can just literally, you know, there's a short little handle on it that you can just carry it around in your hand.
Yeah.
But then it also has shoulder straps that pop out.
Right.
And they attach by like some clips.
Yeah.
And then you can wear it on your back. And that I think is really cool because when you're not using it as a backpack, the shoulder straps are completely hidden and stored away. So they're not in the way.
Yeah.
Which is also so nice for if we do check it on an airplane. Because sometimes, you know, you can like check a bag for free like with Southwest. And if I do check it, it's really nice because those shoulder straps are not in the way or like flying around.
Yeah.
They're just tucked away.
Uh-huh.
So I love that about it. And it's really, it's a really good size for wearing as a backpack too, because it's pretty compact.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. And then kind of moving on to like accessories, because we were going to talk about bags and accessories.
Yeah.
I also have from Tom Benn a packing cube,
uh-huh.
which I really like. And it is a cube.
Yeah.
It's like a soft fabric. I'm not really sure what kind of fabric it is. But it has two layers, basically. And so the top layer has a mesh top, and then the bottom layer is solid.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of hard to describe, but it's a cube. And basically what I use it for is on the top, I'll put like socks and underwear.
Yeah.
And it just keeps that like all together.
Uh-huh.
And so things aren't flying around.
Yeah.
And then the bottom is really nice to throw in like dirty laundry.
Yeah.
Because it's just compact and it's sealed off.
Yeah.
And so that's really nice. And then it's really easy to wash the whole cube.
Yeah.
Because I'm very weird about, like, I don't want, I mean, I think this is obvious, but I'm very careful about, like, I don't want my dirty laundry touching other laundry.
Yeah.
And then I don't want, like, a dirty thing to then not be able to be washed.
Yeah.
So that I really like that you can just throw it in the wash afterward and have it totally clean.
Yeah. So Tom Benn has all those little accessories, things that are designed specifically for specific bags.
Yeah.
Right. And so there's other things I could get for my bag.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's pretty cool. It's pretty neat. So we love those little details about Tom Ben. Mm-hmm. And again, we've had these for like, what, two, three years now?
A little over 2 years.
Yeah. And they're in great condition.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have any other accessories and stuff, but I would love to get like kind of like the packing cube that you just described because of dirty laundry.
Yeah, right? It's so
nice. I definitely need that. But those are the two big things that we have been using for traveling.
Yeah.
Another bag that I have that I use as a personal bag, like when I go on a plane, is my satchel. And it's kind of like torn up a little bit. It has some holes here and there. So it's going to pretty much break anytime.
Yeah, you've definitely gotten a good amount of use out of it.
Yeah, and I love it. It's from, have you seen the movie I Am Legend?
No.
So if you, those people who have, Will Smith has this satchel. Because, so, yeah, I saw the movie. I'm like, that's a cool satchel. And so I looked it up, and then you could buy it. And so I bought it, like, years ago. Like, no I've had this bag for, I don't know, like, eight years or something.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's pretty awesome. And so I love it. I love the color and everything. So it's a cool satchel. I have that and store, you know, some things that I'm going to, like, use, on like, on the flight or on the road.
Yeah.
So it's pretty nice.
And for me, I haven't honestly perfected my, like, what to use for my personal bag.
Yeah.
Sometimes I use, like, a tote bag, which is kind of nice for on the flight.
Yeah.
But then other times I will use a backpack, but then that's not very convenient because my big bag I like to wear as a backpack. So I need to kind of perfect that. But, yeah, basically the gist of it is that we always have then obviously, like, a personal bag with us also.
Yeah, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then as far as everything, you know, everything that we need can fit in those two bags. And then we also, if we're flying, then, you know, we each have like a liquids bag. And another thing that we just recently started using, which are really nice, are the Human Gear is the brand. And they're called Go Tubes. And they are just little like squishy silicone containers to put like shampoo, conditioner, things like that. And those are really nice. I was having the hardest time finding ones that were not plastic and that were squishable.
Yeah.
Because I wanted, you know, to be able to squeeze out the stuff.
Yeah.
And it's hard because like on Amazon, I was having the hardest time with, I ordered some actually that said that they were 100% food grade silicone. Yeah. And then I got them and I was like, these are not food grade silicone.
Yeah.
And
the test is if you twist the quote unquote silicone like part.
Yeah.
And if it turns like white when you, as you twist it.
Yeah.
That means it's not silicone.
Yeah. That means that it's not 100% silicone, that there are like plastic fillers in it.
Yeah.
And so I finally found this brand called Human Gear, and they seemed really good, like very high quality. And I think they also have lifetime guarantee.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. So they sell them at REI, but then I was like, okay, that you actually can get these from Amazon. So I went back to Amazon. It's just Amazon.
Yeah.
It's just hard because you could search for like silicone travel container, blah, 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 and that brand doesn't come up.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
Yeah, it is very interesting. But anyway, so I ordered them from
Nothing, go ahead.
So I ordered them from Amazon, and they're really nice. And we used them when we went to Hawaii.
Yeah.
We put shampoo, conditioner, and laundry soap.
Yeah, those came in handy for sure.
Yeah.
And then I think you mentioned this, like liquid bags, right? So like Ziploc bags, and we recently got some Stasher bags.
Yes.
They're reusable, like Ziploc bags. Fun fact, not that fun, but going back to the testing the silicone, I think these are labeled as silicone.
What, the Stasher bags?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
I twisted one of them, and there was white.
Really?
Yeah.
So the thing is, I was going to say, like, I have heard that about, you know, the test.
Yeah.
And I don't know for sure if it's true. It's hard, but it's just like random brands on Amazon when they say 100% food grade silicone, I don't really trust it.
Right.
And the ones that we ordered, they didn't seem very high quality at all.
Yeah.
And like Stasher Bag, they do seem like a reputable.
Yeah, legit.
Legit business.
Yeah.
And so I am, you know, assuming that it is 100% silicone, but.
I don't know. Yeah.
We need to do more research about that, honestly.
Yeah. But we do. We do like the reusable, like, you know, material stuff.
Yeah.
Like, we just mentioned those two products.
Yeah, we've been trying to use those. We have those
To store stuff, and it's been pretty handy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So those are things that go in our big bags.
Yes. So now let's talk about, I think we're ready to talk about, first of all, just another kind of thing.
I don't know.
Is just that we both... find that making lists before we pack is really, really helpful. And I like to be extremely detailed, like not just like clothes, but, you know, like I will write down like black shirt, you know, like 3 pairs of leggings, you know, and even with like everything. So every essential oil that we're going to bring, every, like, I'm going to bring this book, I'm going to bring, you know, this many pairs of socks. So every single thing on my list, I can check off and know, like, okay, I have everything I need.
Yeah. Yeah. I think for me, it's a lot easier since I already have like a uniform pretty much, right? And like I mentioned on Instagram on a post, I only like for the bottom, you know, like what I wear on the bottom for my legs. make sure that people know what I'm talking about. There's only 3 items that like are my go-to.
Yeah.
And those are 2 shorts, a like olive green color, and then a striped like gray short.
Yeah.
And then the 3rd one is leggings. Some dark leggings. Gray. Sorry. Sorry, not leggings. Joggers.
Yeah.
The male alternative for joggers, for leggings.
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, joggers and 2 shorts. Those are my go-to. I've had them for like a couple years now. And those are my go-to. So I already know what to bring, regardless of like what weather I'm going. Those are the go-to.
Yeah.
Fun fact, I brought those same uniform, those 2 shorts to Iceland.
Yeah.
And I wore them when we landed on Iceland. Anyway, so those are my go-to. So I already know, boom. 3, you know?
Yeah.
And then for shirts, I mostly have V-necks.
Yeah, all your shirts are the same pretty
much. Yeah, I need my neck to breathe. So V-necks. Some I do have like, you know, just a crew t-shirt.
Yeah.
They're mostly V-neck, but they're kind of, you know, same brand, different colors, little dark colors. So do you know, like boom, 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 here we go. We have, you know, a black shirt and a couple other, you know, color ones, depending on what I'm going to do on the trip. But mostly, I already know, like,
depending on what you're going to do.
Right.
Oh, like, this activity definitely calls for my yellow shirt.
Yeah, for like our trip to the December trip, that I knew that was going to be cold. So I pretty much brought like, you know, the majority were all like long sleeve.
Yeah, that's true.
So anyway, so those are my go-to. And then I don't really have socks. I do, but not, I don't really bring them. So I only bring a couple.
Oh, right. I was like, what are you talking about? You do have socks, but
I know we're going to kind of go a little bit in depth of like, okay, here's the amount of things we you know, bring. But anyway, so those are kind of my.
Yeah. Essentials. So, okay. Yeah. So that's good. Let's actually get into what we pack.
Okay. So since I was already talking about this, can I just finish off?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So I make a list, right? And I
check it twice.
So regardless of how long the trip is or how short it is, it doesn't really affect the amount of like shirts and shorts and shoes I should bring.
Right.
Because, like, for example, we on our November trip, we, I think, stayed like almost a month.
Like, it was 3 weeks, I think.
3 weeks.
Yeah.
And so my kind of how I planned my clothing and everything, I only packed for like 5 days. So 5 outfits, 5 different outfits. And they were kind of similar. Like I said, like my uniform's already set.
Yeah.
Just a little color, you know, just matching. And so... So that means 5 shirts, and then you already know my 2 shorts, and then my joggers.
Yeah.
Right? And then maybe a couple of, like, Socks. So for the short time we spent in December, that was like 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks, I think.
We just said 3 weeks.
No, remember November and then December.
Oh, in December.
Yeah, so in December, December was about like 2 weeks.
A little under 2 weeks.
So that time I was like, you know what? Like, I ended up not using a lot of stuff last month in November. So I'm going to go from 5 to 4. So I packed 4 shirts and then stick with the 2 shorts and then the joggers.
Yeah.
And ended up using all of them. Yeah. And as far as like socks, I only packed like 2 pairs of socks on those 2 traveling trips. Mm-hmm. And then shoes, I only have my Sawyers from Soft Star Shoes. Those are my like everyday shoes. Mm-hmm. They're kind of like, I don't know, to describe them.
Like, they're like minimalist tennis shoes,
yeah.
I would say.
Yeah. And then my Chonkless, those are my sandals.
Yeah.
That I've had for 7 years or 8 years for so long. And they're still like working.
They're still going strong.
Those are the only 2 things I brought. And then actually, and then my moccasins.
You brought your moccasins, yeah.
Those are my indoor.
Which is kind of why you didn't have to bring as many pairs of socks.
That's true. So, okay, I just described to you all of the shoes I own. My moccasins.
Yeah, that's true.
My Tom's, not my Tom Sawyers, my Sawyers.
Yeah.
And then my Chonkless. Those are the 3 shoes I own.
Yep.
And yeah, and I like it. I would like different ones and stuff, but they work.
Yeah.
And so that's pretty much all I packed for clothing.
Mm-hmm.
And underwear, undies. I bragged about how much I love the Old Navy undies.
Yeah.
Guys, fellas, check them out, man. They're pretty awesome. So, yeah.
I think this is implied, but you didn't actually say it, that you are washing these clothes.
Yes.
When we're on our trip.
So that's already expected. I'm already planning ahead, right? I'm like, okay, well, if I pack 4 or 5, you know, shirts or whatever, I'm going to, on the 6th or 5th day or 3rd, I'm going to wash them.
Yeah. And so here's the thing with packing clothing. Pretty much anywhere you go, you can find a laundromat.
Yeah.
Or whatever. So a lot of times we're staying with family.
Yeah.
So we can do laundry. When we were in Hawaii, there was laundry on site and I like emailed them ahead to check.
Yeah.
But pretty much wherever you go, you're going to be able to find a laundromat. And for us, we have found that it's easier and just gives us like more freedom, more kind of peace of mind to just pack for 4 or 5 days and then just spend, you know, a day or two, like, you know, a few hours doing laundry because you're not having to carry around as much.
Right.
And you're able to wear, I mean, think about it. You know what clothes are like your favorites and your go-to. And I'm sure that you end up wearing those same clothes over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Because they're your favorites.
Yeah.
And so might as well just bring those.
Yeah. Can I kind of intersect a little bit and dive in a little bit about that, what you just said, right? I was thinking about that like a while ago when I was like picking my go-to shirts and go-to whatever. I'm like, okay, well, why am I taking this to the trip? And I was like, oh, that I answered the question right away. I was like, well, it's because I love the feel of this. So I love the look of this.
Yeah.
And then compared to this other shirt I'm leaving behind. So just stop for a quick second and think about the clothes you're leaving behind.
Yep.
Like, okay, well, why are you not bringing this lonely shirt, you know?
Yeah.
Or jacket or whatever. Is that because you don't like it? Is it because whatever, you know, is it time to say goodbye to them?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
It's a good thing to think about.
Right. And so I definitely have those shirts where I'm like, I don't know, like this shirt right now I'm wearing is a yellow V-neck and I haven't brought these like to my trips. And that's because like,
it's not your favorite.
It's not my favorite. And also it's not my favorite color. And I learned that. And I think that it's okay for me to say, you know what, yellow shirt, I'm gonna have to like, you know, let go someday.
Yeah.
But as far as like, this is like a yellow shirt, like, I don't want to be seen around public wearing this shirt,
mm-hmm.
but I'm going to at least wear it, you know, in the house.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that's just kind of like a little, you know, just like
something stop and reflect, think about,
you know? So.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I think I was talking to you about that. Like, the day before you go on vacation,
yes,
it's like that's where, you know, your lonely shirts at the bottom of your drawer get their time to shine.
Yeah.
And that does say something,
that
you know?
That does say something.
And I was actually had kind of a proud moment last time when I was packing for California in December.
Uh-huh.
So I have a black, like, crew neck sweatshirt. It's like a lightweight sweatshirt, and it's like high low. It's like the back is longer than the front. And I really like it. It's so cozy, and I have two of them because I really like it.
Yeah.
And so I went back and bought another one, and so I left one of them behind. And I remember having a proud kind of feeling of like, oh, look, I'm actually able to leave behind something that I really like on this trip because I don't need it.
Yeah.
But I felt like that was a step in showing that I'm starting to curate my wardrobe to be all things that I actually really like.
Yeah.
And that I actually had the freedom to leave something behind that I do like.
Right.
Helped me to see like, oh, my wardrobe is starting to become only things that I really, really enjoy wearing.
Right. So like what, imagine like how your closet or your dresser would look like if it was full with all your favorite stuff, right? Like your favorite shirt, your favorite chonies, your favorite socks.
Yeah.
You know, imagine like, you know, is that like kind of vision, like, is that happening right now?
Right.
Right. So there's just something to think about, right? And I get it. There's certain stuff that like are there because it reminds you of something, you know, it still has a smell of someone or something, right? And we get that. Like that if that brings joy to your life, like that's awesome. Keep it, right?
Totally. And along with that, I this week actually on Instagram we were going to talk about you know, our shoes, and you kind of talked you talked about that.
Yeah.
I was thinking that, you know, we talked about, like, you have three pairs of shoes and I have four or five.
Yeah.
Technically, I do have one other pair of shoes in my closet, but I don't wear them.
Yeah.
And they're sentimental because they're the shoes I wore at our wedding.
Yeah.
And for now, I am happy with keeping them and I feel really good about keeping them. I like them also because they're kind of unique. They're actually Keds and they're like a bridal... It was like a bridal line that Keds had.
That's really cool.
And they're like white and they have white polka dots on them and like ribbon style laces.
Yeah.
And so I really like them. They're very cute, but I don't wear them.
Yeah.
For multiple reasons.
Yeah.
but I feel really good about keeping them because they do bring me joy to see them and have that memory and all that. So again, we've kind of got off on a tangent, but we definitely don't promote, you know, just getting rid of everything that you don't use or that isn't like necessary.
Right.
You know, we definitely believe that one important part of items is to bring you joy.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we definitely don't advocate for just get rid of everything unless you absolutely have to have it.
Right. Yeah, definitely.
So moving on.
Yes.
For me with clothes, it's pretty similar to what you do. My wardrobe has a little more variety than yours, but not a ton.
yeah.
You know, it's pretty similar. Like I wear black leggings like almost every day.
Yeah.
And I wear my black leggings until they have holes in them. And honestly, I still wear them.
You still do.
When they have holes in them.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty much looking at, you know, black leggings, black pants, and, you know, a few shirts.
Yeah.
And I definitely tend to err more on the side of trying to bring as many pairs of clothes as I can possibly fit.
Yeah.
Because I do like to have a little bit of that flexibility and choice. And also, you're more willing to rewear clothes than I am.
Yeah.
I'm very much like, I have some, I think, like, germophobic tendencies a little bit to where I will be like, if I feel like something is dirty, then I can't really, like, bring myself to wear it again.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah.
So I tend to try to bring, like, a few more options, but I generally try to pack for, like you said, you know, 4 to 5 days and then plan on doing laundry.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so that's pretty much it. The only thing with that is occasionally I'm trying to think about, okay, am I going to want like a dress or a skirt or something a little nicer? And sometimes those things take up a little bit more room.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
I was going to bring up about the amount of like clothes that like I bring, right? And then you might bring a lot more, even though we're, you know, we're both traveling to the same place and everything and staying there the same amount of time.
Uh-huh.
Like there is privilege of being a guy because I think that as being a male, like you could get away with wearing the same similar type of clothes, you know,
as compared
to like being a lady, right? Like there's just a ton more options. And like there's, I guess, that expectation of like, well, hey, you just wore that like yesterday. What the heck? You know,
yeah.
Like, you wore the same like bottoms or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And so for a guy, I think it's a little, there's more freedom there.
A little bit,
And I know that, right? Like I definitely like kind of see that like as far as like society, right? Like that's kind of like the there's a little pressure there.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that you could definitely break that, right? Regardless if you're a lady or a guy, right? You could just say like, well, no, you know. And so I think it takes some like just that will to like just go against what, you know, the expectations of society. And it is like kind of I'm still working on that.
Yeah, me too.
You know, so definitely it's a thing.
No, that's good. And I think, yeah, there's definitely a culture around like women's clothing, women's shopping and stuff that's very much like you need an outfit for every occasion.
Yeah.
And yeah. I think it's very freeing, I think, to start trying to break away from that. And that doesn't mean that clothes mean nothing. In fact, I feel like in a way it's the opposite of like, let the clothes be things that you actually really love and care about, and not just what the culture is telling you, like, oh, this is what you're supposed to wear to this thing.
Right.
And this really reminds me all the way back to the first episode that we did on minimalism. We talked about, we were reading a definition of minimalism, and it said that it's freedom from duplicity.
Yeah.
And that it's like it's the same, it allows you to be the same on Sunday morning and Friday night, and you know, it's like not feeling like you have to be multiple things to all these different people.
Yeah.
And just more of figuring out what you like, and you know, and we kind of talked about that, you know, that doesn't mean that you should dress inappropriately for the occasion.
Yeah.
But cultivating, you know, your own style and then just tweaking it to match what is appropriate for where you are.
Yeah.
You know, and I think there's just really simple ways to do that that don't require going out and buying a whole new outfit for you know, X, Y, and Z event.
Yeah.
And that is very much a part of our kind of culture, like for women, is that, you know, it's very normal to say like, oh, I have this thing coming up, I need to go out and buy this for it, you know?
Yeah.
And not only is that so much pressure on women just as like their appearance, but also financially.
Yeah.
And like, it's not good for the environment, you know, to be like, so, you know, consumer focused and all of that. And anyway, I know, again, another tangent, but okay. So we talked about clothes. We talked about shoes. I didn't talk about shoes, but same thing. I usually bring two pairs.
Yeah.
Generally.
Yeah.
So I have my everyday shoes like you, which have the same exact pair.
Yeah.
And then I have like a pair of flats, which is really nice. And that's one that is nice and versatile. Like if we are going somewhere that's a little nicer.
Yeah.
Those can easily be like dressed up or, you know, worn with a dress. But then I can also wear them with leggings or something super casual.
Uh-huh.
So I usually try to bring, you know, like one that can be for like nicer going out or whatever.
Yeah.
And then just like everyday shoes. But it kind of depends on what we're doing.
Yeah.
But yeah, usually about two pairs of shoes. And then toiletries. Let's talk about toiletries briefly because that's another big category.
Yeah. What I bring is my beard oil.
Mm-hmm.
I use that every day. And I also have this like face like refreshing spray that I just ran out like yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, so I have that. And then what else?
Like we don't really skimp out on like changing up our routines.
No.
And stuff, we bring what we use. So we bring all of our Young Living stuff, like shampoo, conditioner, soap.
Yeah.
Because as far as, you know, like we do care about the stuff that we're using and putting on our bodies. And so when we can, we try to continue those routines.
Yeah.
Again, we try not to be a slave to it. If we end up using someone else's laundry detergent or whatever, that's not the end of the world at all.
Yeah.
But we try to keep our routines as much as we can.
Right.
So we bring all of that stuff.
So like deodorant for me, the beard oil, toothbrush, you know, toothpaste and all that stuff, floss and, you know, and lotion.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's pretty much it for me.
Yeah. And then I bring, usually a few makeup things. My makeup is also extremely minimal. So I usually bring like mascara, concealer, and one palette that has like eyeshadow and eyebrow stuff. So I bring that, and then supplements. Like I'll bring my supplements. And then...
But yeah, I think that's pretty much it.
Yeah, so we... and depending on if we're flying, then we'll transfer, like, the shampoo and stuff into smaller bottles that we can fly with.
Yeah.
Because we usually just do carry-ons.
Yeah.
If we're just driving, then we'll just bring, you know, the full-size bottles. And we have room, you know, we do have room for that. And then essential oils, we always bring. And one little hack, kind of, that we figured out... The last time when we were flying to Hawaii, we were really struggling with making everything fit into...
Oh my goodness, yeah.
Into our liquids bags.
Yeah.
And we... So there were certain oils that we knew we would need, that we would use every day.
Yeah.
And so we brought like the actual bottles, like the 5 milliliter bottles of them. But then there were a few oils that we realized we wanted to have on hand, but we don't use them every day.
Yeah.
And that was like Daijai's, lavender, and peppermint, and tea tree. So there were four of them.
Yeah.
And so we took our little sample bottles, which are tiny. I think they might be 1 milliliter. Like they're really, really tiny. And we just filled those with those four oils. And that was perfect.
Yeah.
Because we used all of them. Like we did use Daijai's. We did, you know, we used all those oils. All
Yeah.
But we didn't need them every single day necessarily. Yeah. Those are kind of just like as we needed them.
Yeah, an emergency. Yeah.
So that was perfect. And then we had our handful of other oils that we do use daily.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, face wash, toner. I mean, yeah, like we said, all of our stuff that we use every day.
Just the little accessories as well, like the hair accessories for me. I just bring like a couple little hair bands, jewelry, like only have, you know, my wedding band.
And your bracelets.
And a couple bracelets, and then my necklace that I always bring, wear and stuff with me. And that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
A hat maybe if I feel like I'm going to need one, but or a beanie.
Yeah.
It's going to be cold.
Yeah, and same for me with jewelry. I bring a few things. I'll bring maybe like 2 or 3 pairs of earrings.
Yeah.
My rings. Sometimes I'll bring like my real wedding bands, and then also like these little silicone ones that we have.
Yeah, they're pretty nice.
They're really nice for, and they're just super comfy for just when you're around the house or whatever. And one thing I found, one like new discovery, is that from our longer trip to Hawaii and California, I think I used my hair straightener one time in those 3 weeks. And so when we went back in December, I didn't bring it.
Yeah.
And that was kind of a nice little, you know, anywhere that we can simplify, it's kind of nice.
Right.
And I realized that I didn't need it.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. So I think moving forward, well, actually, since we've gotten home, also, I haven't used it. I've been kind of trying to move away from it. Because it's better for my hair, and there's a million reasons why.
Yeah.
But that was kind of cool. I was like, oh, here's one other place where I can save room, simplify. It also simplifies my routine and everything. So that was really nice. And yeah, we both bring, you know, we both need hair bands.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it for that. We talked about oils. We usually each bring a book.
Yeah.
Sometimes you bring the Switch.
Yeah, for the book, I realized that I don't really read it as much, so I'm not sure if I'm gonna like keep bringing a book.
Yeah, I always bring one.
But maybe we'll see. Maybe a Kindle. Mm-hmm. We do have a Kindle. We haven't really used, so maybe give that a try.
Yeah.
But yeah, for the Switch, I bring that. I've been playing a little bit more, as far as like entertainment and stuff, and. Also, we bring the iPad just in case we need it.
Yeah, anything most that of the time we're working
we do,
on.
Yeah, most of the time we do like actually use it. Yeah. So.
And also, if we're flying, that's a good one for we can watch. We can download movies and stuff and watch that on the flight.
Yeah.
And then the last little category for what we pack is there's two special circumstances.
Yes.
If I'm going to be teaching or if you're going to be working on podcast stuff.
Yeah, like recording or editing. Yeah.
Yeah. So if I'm going to be teaching while we're gone, which I did both times that we were in California, I have to bring my laptop, my headphones, a little whiteboard, and some dry erase markers. And that's about it.
Yeah.
And with just those few things, I can work while we're gone.
Yeah.
And that's really cool. It does take up more room.
It does.
So it's kind of a struggle sometimes, but we have made it work whenever we've needed to.
Yeah. And also, I try not to bring this, but when I have to for like recording or working on a project or whatever, my laptop and then my recorder and the headphones and all that stuff. So that does take some space, like in the satchel. It becomes really heavy. But when I try, you know, when we don't need it, I don't definitely bring those stuff with me.
Yeah, but it is nice to be able to take those things on the road. Actually, a fun fact is the episode called Essential Oils, How Essential Are Those?
Yeah.
How Essential Are They? Half of that episode was recorded from a hotel room in Hawaii.
Oh, yes.
We didn't talk about it at the time because we didn't really want it to be like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah, we were like, we have to re-record something, so we had to bring it to Hawaii.
Yeah, so we set up a little makeshift recording area, and that's cool that we had the ability to do that.
Yeah, so I think that's everything that we pack with us. So just to now kind of recap a little bit, so how do we decide what to pack?
Yeah.
Right? That's a question we want to answer real quick. And that, so we kind of like just, for me, I plan ahead, right? I'm thinking about, okay, what are we going to do? What are the activities? Where are we going? How long? And so I'll base it off of that. And that just either like maximizes or minimizes the amount of shirts or whatever I'm going to bring.
Yeah.
But I already kind of have my go-to pretty much gear with me.
Yeah.
And nothing really changes except for maybe one thing, you know, that like I felt like, okay, I didn't really use this item as much as I thought I would on the last trip. So maybe this won't go with me.
Right.
You know, because I think that less equals more.
Yeah.
You know, it's less weight on you, right? And that's things you have to bring. And so that's kind of how I decide, right? And I think similar, you have the same kind of system, right?
Yeah, pretty much. And I kind of want to emphasize that we are not leaving behind things that we need, you know?
Yeah.
It's not like when we are traveling, we're completely changing our lifestyle and how we do things, you know?
Yeah.
Like when I think about our honeymoon.
Yes.
Obviously, it's a little different because we hadn't really been established as, like, we hadn't been living together where we didn't really know what our kind of routines were.
And then back then, we were definitely not like aware of like minimalism, and so we didn't really relate with that, identify with that at all.
Exactly. But we still made the choice of we're gonna bring just these carry-ons and travel to six different countries.
Yeah.
And it's funny because, you know, thinking back on that and other trips that we've done, I don't think about the things that we had with us.
No.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't think about, oh, I really wish that I would have brought this, or it was so hard not having this.
Yeah.
Like, we were just, you know, traveling and seeing these different things. And, you know, you're never really thinking about the things that you brought with you unless you forgot something that's very important.
That's true.
And so that's why we always make sure that we have a list.
Yes.
And we know what we're bringing.
Yeah.
And we make sure we have everything that we need. But we don't bring, you know, tons of extra stuff that we don't need.
Right. Yeah.
Because we like the freedom of just traveling a little lighter.
Yeah.
But we do make sure that we have the things we need so that we are, you know, we're making sure that our routines are still in place so that we have the freedom to just enjoy what we're doing, I think is kind of what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah. So we focus more on like the people and the things we're doing there, the time there, than the actual, like the materials we brought with us.
Yeah. And I mean, right? I think that that's everybody's goal when they're traveling.
Yeah.
It's not about what you're bringing with you, but I think that cultivating minimalism at home allows, it just naturally flows into packing and traveling, and it makes that transition in a way easier.
Yeah.
Because we're already at home honing down.
Like practicing this.
Yeah. The things that we use, the things that we need and like. And so that just makes it easier when it's like, oh yeah, these are all the things.
Yeah.
Take them with us. And it doesn't fill up more than a carry-on size suitcase. You know?
Yeah. And yeah, like you said, I do think about like, okay, what does my morning routine look like?
Yeah.
And so like, okay, I use this and that. Okay, cool. I'm going to bring those things with me.
Yeah. It's pretty simple.
Yeah. Pretty simple, right? Yeah. So that's what I think about too. Like, okay, well, when I wake up, what do I put on first? Okay, I'm going to bring this, and that, and that's it.
Yeah.
And it does help because we have less of stuff, right? Yeah. Like three pairs of shoes for me, right? And so, like, okay, we'll only have three options.
Exactly.
And actually do use them all. Sometimes I leave one behind.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so it comes in handy just when you declutter and get rid of things and kind of have that mentality, right?
Yeah.
Like
when I...
Yeah.
Similar to that, when I'm talking about, you know, my makeup.
Yeah.
Like, my makeup collection is so small, but uh-huh. I bring like 80% of it or 90% of it uh-huh. with me because that's just what I have.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not having to make all these choices of like, oh, what am I going to need? What am I going to want? Because I just have, you know, a few small choices.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of easy to figure out what to bring.
Yeah.
One funny story I wanted to share.
You go ahead.
Because there are definitely, you know, there are hiccups and speed bumps along the way of stuff that we're learning with this. When we were on our honeymoon, I remember, you know, we had the plan that we were going to pack for like 5 days or whatever, and we would do laundry, and we didn't time it quite right, at least for me. I think you might have been fine, but I remember we were in London.
Yes.
And we were staying in like this little tiny house type of place. Like it was in someone's backyard.
And it was right next to a river.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty bizarre.
It was.
Yeah, it was like in the outskirts of London.
Mm-hmm. It was really cool. And it was in someone's backyard, and but it was a separate little like tiny house.
Little cabin.
Yeah. And then there was a separate bathroom that you had to like walk to.
Yeah.
And there was a washer and dryer, but it specifically said like, do not use this. So somehow I think somewhere else we were staying, we were able to do laundry, but in that place we weren't. And it was on that very day that I was like, I am out of clothes and I need to do laundry. So I remember that night we were going to be leaving the next day to go to the next place. And that night I was like, I have to wash some clothes.
Yeah.
Because again, it would have kind of like ruined my day if I had been wearing like dirty clothes the next day. So I just grabbed like one outfit, everything I needed, and we went out to there was this big sink
uh-huh.
right outside, like attached to the tiny house, but outside, and it was so cold.
Uh-huh.
So this was London in October.
Uh-huh.
It was very cold.
Yeah.
It was dark and there was hardly any light. Remember there was that like motion sensitive light?
Yeah. So every time I would have to like
wave our hands. Yeah.
Hands. Yeah.
So it was very dark. It was very cold. And my hands were like numb. We were both doing it.
It was very cold.
We were like taking turns.
Oh my goodness.
And we were washing our clothes in the sink because we did have laundry detergent. Or we might have been using soap. We bought
it or something.
I can't remember.
Something happened. But
we were using, you know, soap and washing our clothes. And then we hung them up to dry on this fence that was like above that river.
Yes.
Like you said. And then the next day we wake up and we're having to check out and our clothes were still wet.
Yes. Yeah, so what I end up doing is that I took all the clothes and took them to that dryer machine that we're not supposed to use and let it run for like 30 minutes. Yeah. I'm like, there's no way that we're going to carry like wet clothes.
Yeah. It's gonna I forgot that you did use it.
The stinky. Yeah. I know
it would have been really bad.
So I just did that. I'm like, you know what? Whatever. What's going to happen? Right.
Like, I know. What were they going to do? We were already checking out.
Yeah. So that happened. It is very funny. Like just traveling for that amount of time, it's pretty crazy, you know, mm-hmm. the clothes, the stuff that we bring. One thing I kind of had in mind when I was like not a minimalist and stuff was that my dad did kind of warn me and prepare me when I was traveling and everything to different countries for a certain amount of time. It was like, just like a soldier, like pack the essential stuff.
Yeah.
Like don't overpack. Like you know, be prepared, but like don't overpack.
Yeah.
You know, and just be ready to have like grab your stuff and be ready to go with the essential things that you have, and don't bring more stuff. Mm-hmm. That's just going to weigh you down.
Yeah.
And so I kind of had that like thought of like, okay, cool. Like I'm going to, you know, kind of brings me back to the time in Morocco, being there for a whole month. That was the longest I've traveled.
Yeah.
At that time. And I only packed for a week, mm-hmm. week of worth of clothes,
yeah.
clothes. Uh-huh. And it helped because I knew that, okay, well, at some point I'm going to have to do laundry. If anything, I'm going to have to do it like on the sink. And that's fine. If yeah. you wash the sink and everything, it's totally fine. Uh-huh. Right. And so you got to do what you got to do. I've done that a couple of times.
Yeah.
So washing, clothes on the sink in London, that wasn't my first time. Mm-hmm. And it's okay. It's a cool story, right? It's kind of yeah. fun and funny, but yeah, I totally forgot about how numb our fingertips were because how cold the water was.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. So those are kind of a little hiccups that we, you know, that happened, but
yeah.
It's fine.
Something that I'm realizing as we're recording this, which is not anything I was planning on.
Uh-huh.
Being part of it.
Yeah.
But what I'm discovering is that taking the time to narrow in and like focus in on the things that we actually like at home.
Uh-huh.
And just being more ruthless with like what we're going to keep in our home.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And not just like keeping things that we don't like.
Yeah.
And simplifying, you know, that's a right. key thing, you know, simplifying our routines, our
yeah.
closets, our everything.
Yeah.
It makes the packing process really easy.
Right.
Like there isn't a secret system that we use for figuring out what to bring and not bring. We just bring the things uh-huh. that we use, and it's not that much stuff because we already know what we need.
Yeah.
And what we like.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's just, I feel like I've said that exact same thing 5 times during this episode, but the reason is because I'm realizing that in real time.
Right.
Like I didn't realize that was the reason why until now.
Mm.
So that's why I've said it like 5 different ways, but
gotcha.
It's because, yeah, I'm discovering this as we speak.
Right. That's awesome. That's very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool. Well, that's pretty much it. That's all we have for packing and traveling and everything as minimalist.
Yeah.
And there's a lot more. I think this is going to be an ongoing routine, is that there is more stuff to say about yeah. these things.
That's
and
good, because we want to make more episodes.
Yeah. So, but that shouldn't stop y'all from like engaging with us, communicating with, you know, we want to communicate with y'all. Like that is a big like goal for us, is to like, you know, like make this into a little community, mm-hmm. right? And like be in touch. And so,
yeah, we are constantly learning more too. So if you have any tips or ideas
right.
on packing, different, you know, things to use.
Yeah, any hacks.
Yeah, let us know also. And if you enjoyed today's episode, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Even if you're not listening on Apple Podcasts, it would actually help us a ton if you went over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a, you know, 5-star review and like a written review.
Yeah.
That helps a lot. It helps other people discover the podcast. And
yeah.
So, yeah, that would be awesome.
Go do that. Yes. And as Joshua Becker says, the best things in life aren't things. See you next time.
Beep, beep, beep. Back it up.
What?